Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Peter Guzman joins us. He's president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce Nevada, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Mike Swanson, and welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash Giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are pleased to be joined by Peter Guzman. He is president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce, Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, always a pleasure to be here. And thank you for providing this important forum to get the word out. You know, it's important.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Let's talk about your role in the Super Bowl committee.
Yeah, wow. We're going to actually have a Super Bowl. You know, I remember testifying for Allegiant Stadium, 2006, it was October 10th, 2016, I testified, and I remember saying in Carson City when I testified, you know, I just said it. I said, you know, I know that this stadium's going to bring our Super Bowl here, and multiple times, and here we are, fast forward, we're actually doing the Super Bowl. Like, we're months away from a Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I got the honor of being co-chair of the Super Bowl Committee for Community Affairs. It's a very important committee. And I co-chair it with two colleagues. And I got to tell you, it's really running well.
Okay, so what are the kind of things that you're discussing?
Well, not only what we're discussing, we have this thing called Business Connect, where what we're trying to do is make sure locals get the benefit of the Super Bowl. It has to be that way. The community paid for some of that stadium. And so we have to make sure they benefit from it. And so that's what this is all about. And we started a program called Business Connect, where businesses apply, and some have already gotten contracts. They're about to get stamped by the NFL. And we help them get certified as a minority, minority-owned business, women-owned business, veteran-owned. So not only are they going to benefit through this program on the Super Bowl, but beyond. Because we paid for them to get certified. Imagine that. So Southwest Gas been a great partner. You know, just great partners in this thing. But we want to make sure that there's a real benefit to locals on this Super Bowl.
Well, I think that, well, first of all, just having the Super Bowl is an amazing thing. The other part is, and you were mentioning the benefit because of the public funding that went into Allegiant Stadium.
But I mean, I think that Allegiant Stadium has outperformed every expectation.
Well, I'm proud that I testified for it, and not only testified for it, fought really hard. There were some legislators that were no votes that we turned around through our partnership with the Latin Chamber of Commerce. We know we turned a couple votes down that were very needed because we knew what the game plan was going to be, no pun intended. We knew the long-term vision. So here we are. We not only have the Super Bowl, we have the Raiders, we have the Super Bowl, we have Formula One. This is all a byproduct of that. It's all a byproduct. And so making sure locals participate and get the opportunities is why, listen, I don't need to take more things on. I took this on because I want to be part of that.
All right, you mentioned Formula One. It's huge. We are seeing all the infrastructure being put in place now. It is causing a nightmare for locals driving up and down the strip or around the area. But obviously it's going to be worthwhile. We're talking about $1.3 billion that weekend of income into Southern Nevada, which is incredible. What are your thoughts about where we are and how we can make it better for year two?
Listen, I think that I am also very involved with Metro Police. So security, I'm on the board of MMAC over there at Metro. We're talking about security issues. You know, we need to pull this off and it needs to be a team effort. Nobody said it was gonna be easy, but you're talking about racing cars. Think about this, Sam. You're talking about racing cars on one of the most iconic streets in the entire world, the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, of course there's going to be some issues, and of course there's not going to be maybe not perfection year one, but they made a long-term commitment to us, and this is a lot of money in our community. So I'm one pulling for it. I'm doing all I can to help it go off as well as possible, and I want it to be successful because if it's successful, we are all successful.
It looks like Steve Hill was here from the Convention Authority, and he was saying that the paving, for example, yeah, you got to do it the first year, but you don't have to do it every year. It's going to be something that works itself out. And also that, you know, this is a learning experience this first year around, and that things will become much more efficient over time. So optimistically, one would expect that 10 years would be the time that F1 will be here. And I'm presuming because the people who run F1 have already built this incredible facility here in town.
My God, they've made a tremendous dollar commitment to this community in construction. And who do you think's constructing those things? See, we forget about those things. When I see the cranes, when I see the steel going up, when I see, you know, seating going up, I don't just see that. I think about what that really means, because that's my job as president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce. That's creating jobs. Real good jobs in our community. Construction folks spend money in our community. So when they're working, everybody's benefiting from it. So I want this to be a success. I know it's going to be. Think about that. Not that long ago, we didn't even have an arena. Now we have an arena. We have a professional football team. We have a Stanley Cup winner. We have the Aces, who have now won two in a row. And we have Formula One, where the entire world is going to be watching this and coming here and participating. Who can be against this?
You know, normally talking about the A's and a new stadium for them would be the number one topic, but when you've got Super Bowl and F1 in front of it, it makes it the third topic. But your thoughts on that, because it seems like that's pretty close to being a done deal.
My thoughts on that are, you know, listen, I'm a fan of it. I saw what the football arena did for us. And now I'm going to watch baseball arena. I'm going to watch the stadium get built. And it's going to be locals. It's going to be some of my members are going to go back to work. And then when it's done, some of my members are going to get the vending contracts. The employees are going to be union jobs in there as well. This is a home run. And now imagine for one second. Again, go back to Allegiant Stadium, because forever Allegiant Stadium's got to get the credit for kicking this off. Nobody was thinking about building these things before. So here we are. We're going to have a baseball stadium on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana. Does it get more iconic than that?
No.
Can you imagine looking out and seeing a home run getting hit right out to the strip? Listen, I don't know how you can be against it. I get that maybe the funding of it is controversial for some people, With the amount of waste government does with money, I'm okay with this.
And I think the drone video shots of this are going to be stunning. Next up will be basketball, because we've got another arena planned for south of Mandalay Bay. Your thoughts on that? Or is it the same thing, that it's jobs?
Listen, you know, we've been talking a long time about diversification of our economy, right? Going away from just gaming. And a lot of people saw that as manufacturing and warehouses. Here we are. We are diversifying. We are now not only the hospitality capital of the world, we're the entertainment capital of the world. We're the sports capital of the world. I mean, we have it all here. And why would you not want to come here? You know, think about the Super Bowl. People are going to walk from their hotel rooms to the Super Bowl. You can't do that in very many communities.
Right. And it will be a long walk in some cases, but yes, you'll be able to walk to that stadium.
My goodness, I get goosebumps thinking about this stuff.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up as diversification, because you're absolutely right. When you look at television demographics, the number one place to find, especially young adult men, is sports. And so the more sports that we have here, the more we're bringing the next generation of people who are going to be enjoying Las Vegas.
That's right. And you see, like, the Vegas Golden Knights now reaching out to the communities younger and younger. We're going to have hockey players eventually, professionals, right from our community playing for our team. You're going to see it in football. You're going to see it in basketball. That's a good thing. I don't really see any negatives.
Well, here's another thing, and it just came to me as you were saying that, is the mentoring opportunities from these sports figures to be able to go into the local schools, and especially schools that are in not such great areas, and show that there is opportunity if you work at it.
Well, Sam, that's part of the community benefits plan. That's part of the community benefits plan that I'm involved in. I represent the Raiders for the community benefit plan for the Allegiant Stadium, just so you know, and now they're developing one. It's about completed. I saw some of it yesterday for the A's. That's exactly what is in there. This benefit to the communities, where players are in our classrooms mentoring and reading, and I think this is a huge home run.
Oh, to say the least. And nice pun. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing? Families in the Reno Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're enjoying a conversation with Peter Guzman. He is president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce, Nevada. So as part of your life, you're involved in the real estate business. And I was kind of curious, because of the interest rates, where we are at this point with housing in Las Vegas, and also commercial and industrial. So let's take them one at a time. Let's start with residential housing.
Well, and before we start there, I need to let you know, because I don't know if I've told you this, but somehow I found myself appointed to the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes, you did.
So now I'm going in on these meetings, and we're having these conversations, and I'm just blown away. So, yes.
Why are you blown away?
Well, I'm blown away because, you know, we're talking about, you know, 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year out, right? And so some of it looks scary. Some of it
looks
scary.
In what way?
Well, interest rates go up. That cuts out a lot of buyers, residential buyers. Your first-time buyers, it's much more challenging now. Your younger buyers. And then on top of that, when you throw in inflation, cost of construction is so high that you don't see very much residential construction going on in Las Vegas right now. That scares me.
Okay, but now, I was reading an article just recently, I don't know if it was in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, saying that, you know, the size of houses that we have now are like double, triple the size of houses going back 30, 40 years ago. Shouldn't we be looking at downsizing the size of houses so that builders can still build, they can still sell, but at prices that are more affordable for the buyer?
I think that has to be part of the conversation of affordable housing. I call it dignified housing. I don't really use affordable housing very much. It's got to be part of the conversation. But I still believe this is America, and those who want and can afford a larger home should have every right to have one.
Sure, absolutely.
I have no problem with that. But yes, we should be developing housing that meets the younger generation's needs and wants, right? A lot of the younger generation, they're not into the big properties. They're not into the big yards and the backyards. They want, you know, they want a different kind of lifestyle. And so why not? Let's build it. But we got to release some of this land. All this land that's all around us, we got to get some of that land. And we got to do some public-private partnerships. That's the key.
All right. But, Las Vegas or Clark County turned down the lands bill that was in play. There's another lands bill going forward. Should they have taken the lands bill that they were offered and then gone for more acreage? Or were you comfortable with the fact that they turned it down and are trying again?
I'm comfortable with the fact that smart people are at the table working this out. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll leave it there.
Right.
But what I will say is we need more public-private partnerships, like Nevada Hand. It's a perfect example. But we got to get the bureaucracy out of the way, the paperwork. We got to get projects under construction and moving quicker.
Okay, so why don't they go to Story County, like North Las Vegas did, and learn from the masters of come in today, ready to make the purchase, you get a grading permit that day. The permitting process.
It's phenomenal.
And it's not, they're not putting up buildings that are falling down. I mean, they're following code. When they built the roads at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, they were to NDOT standards. They just have figured out a way to make things move.
Of course, and that's what every municipality should be doing that. That's how you get projects to pencil out a little better, right? So that's one area. Now, you were talking about residential.
Okay, now hang on. I'm sorry. I apologize because I want to go back to something else you brought up with the Fed. So we're looking at interest rates around 5% right now. Do they have discussions about the fact that these are normal rates, that what we were dealing with for the last several years were not normal rates? They were 0% rates that were great for people borrowing money, but were not normal.
Yeah, but, you know, you got banks and everyday folks used to that. And so, listen, it just changes things. Interest on money changes what you can qualify for, how much you can qualify for. So it does have an impact.
I'm not saying it doesn't have an impact. I'm just saying that
also has an impact on investors and developers.
Right.
And borrowing money is more expensive now. And then cost of goods are more expensive now. Inflation's up. It's a storm.
Okay, but you're a conservative. And you know that people should be saving money. And if they're saving money, especially as they get later on in life, that they should be earning interest on that money. And 0% interest rates don't help those seniors.
For the record, I am fiscally conservative. You're correct in that. I think people should spend money that they have, that they actually have, including governments, right? So the printing of money, what's leading to all this? It's the overprinting of money. Like, we're thinking that this is never going to come to a head. It is going to come to a head. It's coming to a head. And so that makes me a little nervous. I think commercial real estate, I think it's already slowing up in some parts of the community, and it's going to slow up because residential and commercial, they work hand in hand. They're a little bit maybe behind, They lag a little bit, but you're going to see some things. So I'm a little bit nervous. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I'm a little bit nervous about the second half and third quarter of 24, certainly going into 25, because we got to get a hand on, we got to get a handle on this debt. This debt, it's not, this is not Monopoly.
Okay, but you know, I asked Senator Reid about this several years ago, and he said to me, we're at the tipping point. I said, but I don't see the response. You know, where do you see the response at this point in time? Because this is now several years on. And yes, you know, the price of bacon is up, and I agree. You go to the grocery store, you're paying at least 33% more.
So Sam, you know, with all due respect, you don't think you're seeing some tippy points? You don't see our cities collapsing? You don't see San Francisco collapsing? Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, New York? These communities are crumbling. People are going into stores and stealing everything.
But isn't,
this is not a byproduct of all of this.
Okay, and I'm prepared to accept it's a byproduct, but it's also societal that we've changed the laws to where the amount of money that you can steal before you get, you know, a higher penalty gone up. And those numbers need to be reversed. I mean, you go to Walmart and, you know, the underarm deodorant is locked up.
Everything's locked up.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, how much cost has it gone to those companies? People pulling out of San Francisco. So, yeah, I would but there's a societal thing. Just because you're poor, I was poor. I have a funny feeling you were poor at some point in your life as well. We weren't stealing. We were having trouble paying the rent, but we weren't stealing.
Again, those are societal issues. Like you said, you're right. Breakdown of families. We can go on and on about all those things. But we better get control of this debt. This debt, you can't just print money.
So how, okay, and listen, I'm not blaming you. I'm just having a conversation with you. But, you know, when every day you see, and this is in every district in the country, your congressional delegation or your senatorial delegation is saying, well, we brought you $16 million for this, and we brought you $20 million for this. Well, they're not bringing us money, it's our money. And that's gotta stop, and it's on both sides of the aisle.
I don't disagree with that at all. That's part of what I'm saying, that we better get hold of all this printing of money because it's devaluing the dollar, and that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
So when you go to these Fed meetings, how nervous are you when you leave?
I'm more nervous walking in because you know, these are academics. You know, these are very smart people, but I applaud them for wanting to have voices from grassroots, from the community. Right? They can't. It's all analytics. I get it, but they have to have information from, you know, people like myself who. Who you know, I have members that are one-man operations all the way to the gaming giants. They're all members of the chamber, but I hear different perspective, you know? And people are a little bit nervous. People are getting a little bit nervous.
All right, let's take another break. Back with Peter Guzman after this timeout.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV Org.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He is the president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce Nevada. So the one area we didn't get to in terms of real estate was industrial. It seems to me that Apex is finally taking off.
It is taking off. You know, I mean, we still have to observe our water issues, and that's always going to be an issue. We have to be smart on what kind of businesses we allow to come in there. But no, Apex is taking off. Apex is... You know, finally, I know a lot of friends who invested early in there, and they're finally seeing their investment come back now. So that's a good thing. All positive. You know, we got a lot of things to be positive about. We just have to be responsible in the overall economy and making sure that we're not, you know, you see credit card debt is way up now and yes. Savings accounts are way down. That's a sign. And if you don't pay attention to that, then you'll get left behind.
Yes, and you know, credit card rates are not what they were 30 years ago when you could get a credit card for 12%. Now you're paying 20, 25, 30%. Dangerous ground, dangerous
right.
ground. For another day, Peter Guzman, thank you. I always enjoy you.
I need to get me a Nevada Newsmaker credit card. You got one?
That's our next plan, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless. Teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.